Well, I've been hesitant to dive into this bike valet debate, as it turns out. Number one, I'm live in Saanich, so. However, I do use the bike valet downtown beside Victoria City Hall, and I absolutely love it. I love it, I love it, I love it. But so what? There are two parts to this debate, and I think it hasn't been framed that way. So my response to this debate will be in clarifying those two parts. One is value. What is the value of this valet to downtown Victoria and to bikers? Well, this is really the core problem, not really the bike valet at all, but why does it exist? To protect bikes. Because there is high crime in downtown Victoria. And if you take your bike and leave it locked to a tree, or if you have an e-bike in my case, and you take it downtown, it will be stolen. The chances are very high. So this valet service protects the bike. We don't, so in terms of value, that's high value. These bikes are expensive and you don't want to have them stolen. And the risk of them being stolen is high. Another value, of course, is that therefore going downtown. So there's a business value to this bike valet. If it wasn't there, I'm not going downtown, at least with my bike. And that's the way I do it now. They're incredible pathways. Thank you, City of Victoria and other municipalities. So you can really bike around to get to destinations safely. So the bike valet allows business to happen. That's a good thing, right? Economic development is a value piece of the bike valet discussion, including tourism. In town tourism. I mean, oh, we've gone down to the bike valet and then gone to Market Square, and other businesses that are, by some people, labeled tourism destinations. So there's a lot of value here for the bike valet, a lot of value beyond just me riding a bike into town and putting my bike somewhere. There's economic development value. There's tourism potential value. There is just plain old asset protection value. And so for all of those things, this is a highly valuable service. Okay. I don't think that has been talked about enough, if at all. What is this bike valet? And a lot of folks are going, well, I've heard it's all for those sort of crazy bike people or folks that choose to ride bikes and said, hey, I'm an older man. I ride a bike for my health. I do not end up in fancy pantsy coffee shops, nor do I involve in fancy pantsy political discussions. Just a normal guy trying to be healthy. And so I think that has also been missed. There are people just trying to be healthy here. So the value, I think, is easily demonstrated and defended easily. Second part, and that's where most of this discussion lies, is in the costing. There is, it's tough. Right now, there are grants being offered to pay for the cost. There's no security at the bike valet, by the way. So at some point, if it gets more popular or more people use it, that will be an extra added cost. I'm in favor of charging. You can't have any cash down there or it will be stolen and there will be violence. That is a guarantee. So it has to be by electronic payment, Interact. That's the only way to take payment by user. So that would have to be established. This costing piece is tricky. the value is there, as I believe it is. And the costing piece likely needs to be implemented. Some kind of costing for this. You pay for parking, you pay for any other kind of service. I don't think folks would be, I do not believe that folks would hesitate to leave their valuable bikes there for protection for a small fee. Problem is that fee to be paid has to be easily done. Like you can't be fumbling for money or like if it's just cash. No one carries cash anymore. And then there's the issue of leaving cash within the vicinity, which I believe causes problems. So there'd have to be like an interact system and you pay for it. I'd be prepared to pay for that valuable service. And so I don't think it's that complicated. People will pay. And perhaps there's some provision for people who can't pay. And I don't know how you measure that, but it's possible that could be implemented. So this bike valet thing is all gotten emotional. There's great value in it. There's great value. And not just for the so-called bike crowd in italics, bike crowd. I'm part of the bike crowd because I'm trying to stay alive and healthy. And of course it helps the environment and everything, but frankly, I'm doing it to be in shape and have a fun fitness experience. So paying for that would be not a problem, but it would have to be easy, just like buying groceries, buying bananas, buying milk, that easy, or people will not go down there. So there's my two bits. Finally, jumped into this conversation.